USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Israel's facing growing pressure now to reach another hostage deal. The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. An estimated crowd of 100,000 people turned out for a rally to demand the release of the remaining hostages. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he is open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault on Palestinians in Gaza. A powerful storm system is producing widespread flooding, gusty winds, and the possible chance of tornadoes as it makes its way up the Atlantic coast.
This comes after wreaking havoc in Florida for most parts of the Mid-Atlantic and until Tuesday for New England. Extreme downpours remain a threat until this morning. The storm will continue to move north and enter eastern Canada later tonight. A small threat of hail and constant lightning in North Carolina and eastern South Carolina. I'm Dave Collins.
A Texas congressman says the Senate and the White House will have to sweeten the current border security deal to get an aid package for Ukraine and Israel through the House.
The root of the issue is labeling cartels as terrorist organizations, and the other piece is holding these smugglers accountable that cause damage and kill Americans.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Congressman Tony Gonzalez acknowledged that what the Senate and White House want is much different from what the House wants. The Republican Party of Florida has suspended its chairman, Christian Ziegler, and demanded his resignation. The decision made during an emergency meeting Sunday. This adds to calls by Governor Ron DeSantis and other top Florida officials for Ziegler to step down as police investigate a rape allegation against him. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The President and First Lady are reportedly safe after a car collided with a vehicle that was part of the President's security detail Sunday in Delaware. Biden was walking to a waiting SUV from his campaign office when a car hit a Secret Service vehicle being used to close off intersections. The car was surrounded by police following the accident, with the President and First Lady unharmed. The circumstances surrounding the crash remain unclear. Dreaming of a white Christmas? Looks like not many Americans will get one this year. Skip Kelly has the details.
AccuWeather is saying that historically, chances of a white Christmas are below 50% in over half the United States this year. Forecasters predicting a higher likelihood of snow on the ground in specific regions, including most of the Rockies, while the High Plains, North Central U.S., Upper Midwest, and areas downwind of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario may see some snow. AccuWeather suggests that in the Northeast, it may not arrive in time for Christmas, potentially leading to a period of rain and wet snow after the holiday.
In the business week ahead, there will be some notable economic reports released. First, Home Builder Confidence Index hits today. Housing starts and building permits follow on Tuesday, with existing home sales on Wednesday. Weekly jobless claims are due Thursday, with most analysts expecting just a slight increase. And notch another victory for the Baltimore Ravens, who defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-7 on Sunday Night Football. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.